Welcome to T21 Mom.
Hi, friends, and welcome back to the T21 Mom podcast. I'm Mary, mom to Ainsley, who rocks an extra chromosome and also has a dual diagnosis of autism. And I am living life my way. And this is episode 121. How was your World Down Syndrome Day? Did you do anything? Or perhaps you did nothing? Do you go all out? Do you get excited for this day? Or does it give you maybe a little or a lot of guilt and maybe anxiety? For me, this year was a little bit of guilt and probably some anxiety. You know, and this year we didn't really do much. It always falls during the school spring break. And I usually would make stout cookies to celebrate World Down Syndrome Day, but I'm not even sure if daycare would allow me to bring the cookies in, because in past years I've done the cookies and I just pull a little note with it explaining what Down Syndrome is, but this year I just couldn't get into it. I feel really mad about it. And this year was the first year I didn't do any cookies. It kind of shocked me. And I kind of have a lot of guilt about this. I feel like I should be doing more, and especially around this day, you know, everyone's all pumped up about it and doing their socks. And like, literally all we did was wear mismatched socks and a Down Syndrome t-shirt, and that was it. And, you know, a friend did say, though, that it's okay that I didn't really do much, because, you know, I'm always advocating and doing other things for Down Syndrome, such as this podcast. But I'm also finding it harder as she gets older to do these celebratory things. I'm not really sure why I feel that way or why I feel it's harder. It just is. I don't know. Maybe I'm more tired. I'm not sure. But I feel like I should be going into Ainsley's school and I should be talking about Down Syndrome and the significance of World Down Syndrome Day. And I only kind of did that in the first couple of years, but then COVID hit and that kind of just changed everything. I've never done it again. And, you know, so I do feel I should be doing more, and I'm not sure how or what, but this year, you know, because World Down Syndrome Day, it fell on Thursday, which is actually my one night a week that I go to my little knitting group. I only can really get there for the last hour, but we meet at a local Starbucks, and, you know, I really enjoy it. You know, I've been going for a couple of years. These ladies, they're all so talented, thankfully so patient in answering all my knitting questions and cheering me on the different things that I make. I mean, I am definitely not at the skill level of most of them, but I just really enjoy it. And that's kind of part of my self-care that I do once a week. And I really do try to go pretty much every week, because it's just a little bit of me time that I really enjoy. But I got there and I went to get my drink, and the manager saw the shirt I was wearing. It has Down Syndrome Love on it. I love that shirt. And she said to me, "Happy World Down Syndrome Day." And I was totally surprised that she knew what day it was, that was that day. And then she proceeded to tell me that one of her closest friends in high school was actually a woman with Down syndrome. And she lives in Los Angeles now because that's where she grew up. And, you know, her friend, she lives on her own and she has a job. And it just really made my heart smile. It just kind of filled me with a little bit of joy to hear that. And then she laughed and said she would have worn her mismatched socks, but she wasn't wearing any socks. Oh, I thought that was kind of funny. But it just was so nice to hear that story on that day. And, you know, because she often comes over and chats with us every week, but, you know, she doesn't know that I have a child with Down syndrome, and I certainly didn't know that about her. So that was kind of cool, I think. And so, you know, next year, it's Ainsley's last year at her elementary school before she goes to high school. She's grade 6, and next year it's grade 7. So I'm thinking maybe for her last year there, I can, I don't know, do something for World Down Syndrome Day prior to the day, because as I said, it always falls over spring break. So I've got a year to plan. So maybe I can think of something. I mean, I know some people, they do socks for their whole school, but I think that would be a huge challenge because all over faster kids in Ainsley's school. But maybe I can do it for her plans or something like that. You know, because she's got a nice core group of friends that seem to be very accepting of her and Down syndrome, and her one friend Hannah in particular. You know, it's just really amazing and patient with her, and, you know, I think is a really a true friend. So it might be a nice thing to do for their last year in school together. And I also have some really exciting news to share. In just over a month, I am meeting up with a number of my Haunted Rockin' Moms. We're the ones who always go on the haunted pub crawls at the retreat. And we are going to the Kentucky Derby. I'm not really even into horse racing, but I think it'll just be such a fun time. You know, there's about, I think, 8 or 9 of us that are going. It's going to be, I think, so much fun. And the first day we're going to the Oaks. And obviously this is some other kind of horse race. I'm really sure when it is. But our friend Katie, she has got us a box. So that is going to be so cool and so exciting. And then the following day is the Kentucky Derby. So we all dress up, you know, we'll have fascinators, and it's just going to be a really fun and great time. It's going to be short because I'm flying in on Thursday afternoon, and then I'm meeting up with Janice. I'm actually flying into Chicago because the price to fly into Kentucky was absolutely outrageous. So I'm flying into Chicago. We're going to meet up with Janice. Then we're meeting up with Natalie, and we're driving. So I think it's 4 or 5 hours. I'm not sure. To Natalie's parents, and we're going to spend the night there. And then we're headed to Amy's, fangirl Amy's place. So she's about a half hour away, I think, from what I understand. So a group of us is going to stay with fangirl Amy, and it's just going to be so much fun. You know, I really love all you ladies. And, you know, we have a group chat, and we talk every day. And this is how I have been keeping up with all these ladies and what everyone's going through. We support each other during the tough times, and we celebrate all the good times. So it's been really amazing. So I'm just so excited to see some of them, you know, kind of at the halfway point of the year before the retreat. And then I'll see all of them in September, at the very end of September at the retreat, which this year is going to be in Vegas. So that is very exciting. But before I go to the retreat, I have some pretty big summer plans. So I'm a big Olympics fan. And so Dennis Ainsley and I, we are going to go to Paris for the Summer Olympics this year. And I'm pretty excited about it. It's actually going to be my first going to Europe. I've done lots of traveling elsewhere, but I've never been to Europe. So I'm quite excited about that. And Ainsley hasn't been on a plane since she was a baby. So I really hope that this goes well. I mean, she did pretty good back then. We did 2 plane rides in her first year of life. So fingers crossed that it goes as well this year. I mean, I'll have an extra set of hands to help me this time. Last time I was on my own doing it all by myself. It was a bit scary, but I'm pretty confident we'll do fine this time. Ainsley's generally pretty chill. I think if she has her iPad, she'll be good. But it is a long flight to get there. There are no direct flights, so it will take us a while to get there, but we'll figure it out. And also my younger brother and his family will also be there too. So that will be lots of fun because I'm sure we'll hook up while we're there and hang out and go to some of the events together. I'm sure it'll just be a super amazing time. And also, as I've previously mentioned, I was looking for diagnosis stories. So I've been talking to a number of moms about their diagnosis stories, and it has been so much fun. I've really loved hearing all these stories and truly how different they all are. It's really quite amazing. And I just love hearing these stories and how it's impacted these different women and their families, and you know, and to hear where they are today. It's really been amazing. And I'm really looking forward to sharing those stories with you. So those stories, fingers crossed, will start next week. And if you're interested in sharing your diagnosis story, I would love to hear it. You can drop me a line at my website at t21mom.com, and I'll be for sure to get back to you. And just give me a little synopsis of your diagnosis experience. Maybe you had a good one. Maybe it wasn't so good. You know, share how you're feeling and, you know, how it's changed you. So keep on loving on your rocking kiddos, and I will see you next time.